Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And where's my music?
There it is, right there. It's right there.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for January the 18th and 19th, depending on when you're listening. Lots of dances happening on the third Saturday. We'll talk about that in the calendar, but I do want to talk about an event. There are a couple of really cool events going on. Dan Weber in the Tri-Cities doing his thing. Stuff from his album, Ashes and Bones. Good stuff, Dan Weber. Also, a really cool concert. This is in Bellingham. At the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. That's at 1207 Ellsworth Road. That's a concert. It's a benefit to raise medical monies for T.R. Ritchie, who's got some serious stuff happening that isn't good. And everybody's being real positive and real hopeful and really cool about the whole thing. A lot of cool musicians donating their time and energy to come in and do this benefit in Bellingham for T.R. Ritchie's medical expenses. Of course, T.R. Ritchie will be there himself, and he'll be reading his poetry, hopefully singing some songs. And then all kinds of people are doing his material. Tom Rawson, Janice Carper, Janet Humphrey, Dan Dierdorf is going to be there. Oh, my goodness. Tracy Spring, Heidi Muller will be there, and I will be there as well. And we'll all be doing T.R. Ritchie songs at the Unitarian Fellowship there in Bellingham, 1207 Ellsworth Road in Bellingham. That starts at 7:30, and T.R. has been a friend of everybody's for many, many, many years. Went to Moab, got some national stuff happening, hung out in Utah for a while, moved back to Bellingham a few years back, and that's what that's all about. Alrighty, so those of you in the Bellingham area and surrounding area, even if you're in Seattle and you appreciate T.R., come on down to that gig. Alrighty, all the money is go to TR. By the way, if you want to buy his CDs and buy his merchandise, which would help him too, you can just go to trritchie.com. Or you can, and if you want to know more about this, you can email Tracy Spring. I think it's azizspring@aol.com, I believe. Alrighty. Back in the 60s, in the early 60s, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, most of whom are no longer with us, did a wonderful concert in person at Carnegie Hall. The album came out. It was a major, major big seller. And it was on vinyl, and it came out with a, well, but with the kids' medley and everything, I think there's about, 13, 14 total cuts on the whole thing. And about 8 years back, Columbia Legacy released the entire concert, the entire in-person at Carnegie Hall concert on a double disc. And that is just so awesome that they did that. All right. And the thing is it is all there. All the dialogue, all the gab, some of it that goes on. Tommy Makem gets a little excited. And all of the formation of the thing and everything, it's all there. It's really pretty neat. Bruce Langhorne on guitar, Bill Lee on the bass, Tommy Makem on banjo, Liam Clancy on guitar. The Clancy Brothers were not refined as a lot of other groups that came after them. Very, very, very raw, oftentimes out of tune, sometimes sharp and flat. But they were the ones who really brought the whole Irish pub song revival into the United States and around the world. So we're going to listen to a kids' medley, which is not a pub song thing. And this is a wonderful kids' medley. A friend of mine alerted me to this. I hadn't thought of it in years and years and years. She said that her folks had this album, and when she was a little kid, she would listen to it over and over and over and over again. And so This is for Christy. Here we go. We're going to play this entire kids' medley. It's coming at you right now.
Young, I had no sense. I bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that I could play was Over the Hills and Very Far Away. So early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day.
Last summer when we went home to Ireland, we threw a party for our little nieces and nephews, the children of the family. And they sang their children's songs and played their children's games. And we fell in love with our own childhood songs all over again. We're going to sing some of them for you now.
When I was young, I had no sense. I bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that I could play was Over the Hills and Very Far Away. So early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day.
One of the first songs that I can ever remember singing as a child was to a snail. In the mornings when they left those little silver trails behind them, we used to pick up snails and sing this song to them, try and coax them out of their shell, and try and get them to put their horns out. Except we didn't call them snails, we called them shellicky bookies.
Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out all your horns. All the ladies are coming to see ya.
Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out
thing you're likely to hear when you've been rocked to sleep in the cradle would be something like, up the long ladder and down the short rope to hell of King Billy and God bless the Pope, with that and new and tear the crew to send the hell of the dead waiting you.
There was a song that we used to sing about the sea, and like the snail became the shellicky bookie, the sea was called the Illy Ally O.
There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Ally O, the Illy Ally O, the Illy Ally O. There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Ally O. Hi ho, the Illy Ally O. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea, a rocking on the sea, a rocking on the sea. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea. Hi ho, rockin' on the sea. There's a big ship sailing back again, back again, back again. There's a big ship sailing back again. Hi-ho, back again. Hi-ho, back again.
In the town where we were bread and butters, as they say, it was about 20 miles from the sea, and there was a river flowed right through the town. And on summer evenings, when you had those high tides and the river was swollen, sounds were carried very clearly from one bank to another. And as children were playing on lovely sounding places like Ash Park, Ballylinch, and the Wellfield, you might hear something like this on a summer's evening echoing across the high tide.
Ahem, ahem, me mother has gone to church. She told me not to play with you because you're in the dirt. It isn't because you're dirty, it isn't because you're clean, it's because you have the whooping cough and eat margarine.
That's the low price bread.
Wallflowers growing up so high.
He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Paddy Clancy's house, he has no relations.
He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregation. Wallflowers, wallflowers, growing up so high. He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Tommy Makem's house, he has no relations. He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregation. Mary the money, she's getting so funny, she won't be left out to St. Patrick's Day. She's sparing the blast for to buy a jackass for to bring her to Mass for Sunday.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together. There was a man of double deed who sowed his garden full of seed. When the seed began to grow, 'twas like a garden full of snow. When the snow began to fall, like birds it was upon the wall. When the birds began to fly, 'twas like a shipwreck in the sky. And when the sky began to crack, 'twas like a stick upon my back. And when my back began to smart, 'twas like a penknife in my heart. And when my heart began to bleed, then I was dead and dead indeed.
Those were the sort of gruesome things that we used to come up with as children. And on cold, frosty nights, when you'd build a big fire at home, you start telling ghost stories about the banshee and things like that. But children can be very cruel, you know. And we used to do a very cruel thing coming on towards Christmas. We used to go out with big novelty sticks out through the fields and kill a little bird called the wren. Harmless little thing. And we put the corpse in the middle of a holly bush. And we decorated with ribbons and coloured papers and things like that. And then on the day after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day, we'd blacken our faces and dress up in women's clothes and all sorts of mad things. And go around from door to door singing this song and collecting money for the funeral. And the song that we sang as we went around from door to door was called the Ran Song.
The Ran, the king of all birds since Stephen's day was cutting the furs. Although he was little, his honour was great. Jump up me lads and give us a trade. As I was going to kill a doll, I met a ran upon the wall. Up me wattle and knocked him down and brought him into Carrickown.
Rolling, rolling, where's your nest? Is in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me.
Up to kettle and down with a pan and give us a penny to bury the ran.
Follow the ran 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the run 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We have a little box on the mayan, on the mayan, on the mayan. We have a little box on the mayan, a penny or tokens and do it no harm. Mrs. Lassie's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Lassie's a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the ran.
Penny to bury the ran, Mrs. Lassie.
Never really sounded like that poem since Stephen's day. When you'd wake up in the cold, grey, wet dawn of Ireland and St. Stephen's Day, you'd hear all the different groups of wren boys, some of them singing it as fast as they possibly could to get from one door to another to get more money. But then there was always the ethnic folk types who sang it slowly and deliberately. They never made any money, of course. But they ended up in Carnegie Hall. But you should hear the conglomeration of voices in the street below. And it all sounded garbled. It sounded like this.
and then in Ireland, the north of Ireland, around Christmas and New Year. We had a carol that was sort of particular to that part of the country for that time of the year. And it went up the long ladder and down the short rope to hell with King Billy, and God bless the Pope. That was new, we'll tear him in two, we'll send him to hell, he's red, white, and blue.
Devil's dead, some say he's hardly. Some say the devil's dead and buried in Killarney. More say he rose again, more say he rose again, more say he rose again, and joined the British Army. Far away. Are the English soldiers? Yes, we're ready for a war, for we are the Irish. Yes, we're ready for a war, for we are the Irish soldiers. Now we only have one eye, for we are the English. Now we only have one eye, for we are the English soldiers. Though we have no eyes at all, for we are the Irish. Though we have no eyes at all, for we're the Irish soldiers. Now we only have one arm, for we are the English. Now we only have one arm, for we are the English soldiers. Though we have no arms at all, for we are the Irish. Though we have no arms at all, for we are the Irish soldiers. Now we only have one leg, for we are the English. Now we only have one leg, for we are the English soldiers. No, we have no legs at all, for we are the Irish. No, we have no legs at all, for we are the Irish soldiers. Now we are all dead and gone, for we are the English. Now we are all dead and gone, for we are the English soldiers. Now we're all alive again, for we are the Irish.
Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem from the album, legendary album, In Person at Carnegie Hall. And remember, though, and remember that these kids' songs, and it's interesting how that all filters down. This was during the times of the Troubles, and the Troubles were really deep at that point over there. And people made humor of them, as people do in a lot of situations that are somewhat catastrophic. And it really does go to show you then why the peace process over there can be so tenuous. Because when little kids are singing songs about the Irish and the English and with political ramifications, and then, you know, what does all that mean 30, 40, 50 years later? Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Here's a song about peace. This is about uniting the countries over in the Middle East. This is about Egypt and Palestine and all those different things. Sharon Shannon, I love this cut. Philistine is just such a cool cut, and she's got some guest musicians, that some Egyptian singers, family singers that do the vocals on this, and it's just amazing. Sharon Shannon, the accordionist from Galway, and this is a great cut.
che the va vambolin vol da bear grach to ve in given da bu hi fra ve hi shell of me la is to dil palish na gola
o ro che the va
Agus míla gosgiat Eg fogart an ar gaula
Oro sin a vaha walia Oro sin a vaha walia Oro sin a vaha walia An ishe lhapan tauri
Ta granio wele chok Gaelid fain is ni frank na spanig Is cridd i'r rhaeg ar gawlaf
Oro sy'n y maha walia Oro sy'n y maha walia Oro sy'n y maha walia An isher hap an
For many a creek gave the creel of the cart as we carried the take to Sligo town to be sold. When I was a boy with never a crack in my heart. With our nets and gear we're faring on the wild and wasteful ocean. It's out there on the deep that we harvest our bread. As we hunt the bonny shoals of heaven.
It was on a fair and a pleasant day, out of the Armagh Harbour was faring as a cabin boy on a sailing lover for to hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Oh, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were bearing with 100 grand of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of herring. Hard and the hours were long, and its treatment sure it took some bearing. And I used to sleep standing on me feet, and I dream about the shoals of herring. Now you're a bandit, you're a fisherman, and you're learning all about seafaring. That's your education, scraps of navigation. That's
come winter wave or winter gale, sweating or cold, growing up, growing old.
the ball, and Ketchy comes from Liverpool.
Ball in the ball, in the ball. In
oh, my goodness me. My goodness me. My goodness me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Things are not doing well. We just missed the tail end of the shoals of hearing Ewan McCall's song. And I was going into another sea shanty, but we can't do that. From the album In Person at Carnegie Hall, that's one of the cuts that was not on the original Carnegie Hall album, The Shoals of Herring. That was their version. It's not the totally correct version of The Shoals of Herring that Ewan McCall wrote. Oh, goodness. We're going to come back with Eileen McCann in a second. And we're going to take a little bit of a break now. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we got lots of music to go here, so you just hold your horses because we're coming right back. So hang on, because we are coming back. Alrighty, here's the break. Where is my break music here? Where'd it go? Oh, there it is, right there.
A very stable air mass has settled over the northwest, blocking storms and bringing us partly to mostly cloudy skies. Today, some sunshine with high temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 20s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and 42 degrees.
This is Ira Flatow. Your financial support helps us keep you up to date on science and technology. But did you know that your money pays for so much more? CDs and players, microphones, computers, even the de-icers keeping snow off satellite dishes. Your dollars are at work every day to bring you great radio. Thank you.
See to see. Now I've lived in
I've lived in the West. I've lived in the Northland. Who can say what's best? But I've traveled around the world, and this is one thing that I know. I want to live where I can hear the CP whistle blow as it's rolling, rolling, rolling home. As long as I can hear the train, I know I'm not alone. Stitching off this country between my family and me. The railroad ties are ties to bind from sea to sea to sea. Took them to the bottom of the sea.
Train. There always is.
feel confused. You can crowd yourself with fears till you feel you cannot move. You're building worlds that don't exist. Imagination plays the worst tricks. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. You can climb aboard another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. You can climb aboard another train.
Was it someone she met that's so hard to forget? Was it some kind of an ocean of changes? I don't remember, but she said she would be. And since I don't know, let me guess. Was it somewhere in Michigan on the lake of the woods, up in old Montreal or Toronto the good? Somewhere in Reno or somewhere in Rome, and when all is said and done, will she leave? I don't want to get so low. And as for my sadness, it comes and it goes. I don't remember where she said she would be, back in the city. Was it up in Horn Pain where the trains run on time? Was she drinking champagne when she made up her mind? North of the border or down in South Bend? And when all is said and done, is there no rainbow's end? I don't wanna own the key to some ghostly mansion with souls I set free. I don't remember where she said she would go, straight for the highway or down the low road. I don't remember where she said she would be, back in the city or on the high seas.
When you make a $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30 hang in the head of mediocre men. Selling things at auction, using another name. Well, I wanna send you off to auction school, and then you'll be nobody's fool, and you can take your place among the best. $35, $50, $40, $40, give me a $40 bill. I want a $40, $40, $40, give me $40, give me $40 bill. I got a $40, $50, when you beat it on a $40 bill.
Goodness, we barely made it, on The Auctioneer. That's an old Leroy Van Dyke song that Gordon recorded. Gordon Lightfoot had been performing that in concert for many, 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 many years, and he put that on this Dream Street Rose album in the late 70s, early 80s, but he had been playing that for a long time, so we might as well put it on an album. Oh, my gosh. Did a pretty good job on The Auctioneer piece, didn't he? All righty, Aileen McGann in that set as well, and the good stuff, good stuff. Alrighty, going to push this again. January the 18th, tonight in Bellingham at the Unitarian Fellowship there in Bellingham at 1207 Ellsworth. Benefit concert for T.R. Ritchie. Heidi Muller going to be there. Tom Ross and Janice Carper. Tracy Spring, myself. Dan Deerdorf. Oh, all kinds of folks doing T.R. Ritchie songs. T.R. is going to read his poetry. Tracy Moore will be backing him up. Oh, my gosh. 7:30 tonight, if you're listening in the Bellingham area. All right, we'll all be there. Okay? Be right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we are going to be right back. You hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Just hold your horses, hold your horses.
Nearly 70 years ago, a Chicago father sat down with his children and a cheap guitar.
It only had four strings on it. It was like a secondhand pawn shop guitar.
But right there, they came up with a sound that would change music.
And those were the harmony parts that stayed with them for the rest of their lives.
I'm Arun Roth, the life and legacy of the Staple Singers. Next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be sure to be with us this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. It's 12 noon and time for Hour 2 of Inland Folk.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners. We receive additional support from Hodgins Drug and Hobbies, a full-service pharmacy also featuring educational toys for all ages, serving the Palouse since 1890. Hodgins Drug, 307 South Main in downtown Moscow.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.